Good morning out there in Radio Land. This is Friday, December the 20th, and we are back here ready to go. We have a full house, almost a full house. It talked about special guests. We already have our special guests in the very get-go. The co-host of Raise a Hallelujah. We got them together now. Yeah. See, we've had them split up, and then now we got to join the flames back together.
There you go.
Well, it's been a long time since we've been on radio at the same time.
Really?
It's a little scary what might happen here.
And then we got Roger in there,
Roger's
too.
Roger's in there. That's right. That's right.
You never know what this Friday is going to hold.
It just keeps getting scarier and scarier, doesn't it?
But I love it. I love the excitement. I love the... That's something I love about the Lord is, you know, mm-hmm. it says you don't know where the wind comes from or where it's going. Mm-hmm. And there's something
tell
exciting.
It was there.
We know it's there, right. But there's something exciting about that. So, but it is, this is our last time we'll be together before the new year. So it's mm-hmm. a special day. Mm-hmm. And if you all have anything you want to chime in, Bible questions, events, or just praise, praise reports, get it in. This is your chance to get it while we're live. Now you can still call, and if somebody's, you know, coming in, it probably won't be as much traffic during the break to be able to get your voicemails and things. So if you have something to share it today. Don't wait. And you can call, you can text me. Probably don't call me while on the air, but 270-589-7933. And then if anybody has Miss Jeannie or Miss Karen's mm-hmm. numbers, I'm sure mm-hmm. they'd be okay with you texting them.
Right.
But Roger, he's available this whole time. We're not going to let him behind the mic very often, so he's good to answer these phones. If somebody needs to call in and share something, he'll relay it to us. Mm. So we appreciate you, Roger. Thank you for coming in this week and helping us and working together as a team.
It's
so
exciting.
So how are you guys this morning?
We're good. I want to start right off saying this. With Brother Aaron gone to Puerto Rico, that I am extremely jealous. I am. Mm-hmm. And for the right reason. And I can't think of anybody I would rather be in ministry with than Deanna and Alonzo. Mm-hmm. So two places of jealousy I have on him right here that I've had to deal with first thing this morning, you know. But so I turned it to prayer. Amen. And we just pray for him that much fruit, much fruit will come from that.
I was thinking about them Thursday, and I was just driving down the road, and I thought, I wonder what they're up to today. I thought, it was early in the morning. I'm like, I bet they're already busy.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they're already at a full
They were yesterday. Uh-huh. You know, I thought maybe, I didn't know who would be on the phone call. I knew we'd talk to Aaron, but I thought maybe a few of them would pop in and mm-hmm. maybe say something. But nope, they were busy. They mm-hmm. they had been working on a house, and I don't know the time zone there. So when it was like 8:30 here, I'm not really sure what time it was there.
Right.
But it couldn't have been too late. And they were already, they had been up working on a house before the phone call. And then as the phone call was going on, they were street evangelizing. So it was
so good.
That's exciting. That's
so
real
good.
Exciting
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, and I'm excited to honestly hear from everybody, but especially the kids. Cause mm-hmm. I think this was all of their first mission trip, and it was all their first time flying. There was just a first time for everything, for these kids. So yeah.
I heard some of the reality of that.
yeah. We had to be in intercession for Jackson yesterday, praying that, you know, Lord, if you shut up Zechariah's mouth, you can shut our mouth if we don't need to say anything. No, but it was so funny. He said, I just have to prophesy. He said, I came with a scripture, but I gotta prophesy.
Oh, that's awesome.
He said, I know I was supposed to read a scripture. And I wish I could have told him, you can still read the scripture. Uh-huh. Just read the scripture and then prophesy. The scripture's already prophesied, but it was just fun. It was sweet, though.
Yeah.
He's talking about cancer being no more and the drug problem mm-hmm. being no more in the area. And mm-hmm. I do believe that we can prophesy those things.
Yes, absolutely.
And believe those things. So I'm I'm proud of him, but it was just, I think they were all a little scared. They're holding on to their seats, like, where are we going here? but yeah, we're very just excited for them. And I think this is their last full day, because I think they're actually coming back tomorrow. I think they were going to come back today, but because they got there delayed, they may have extended it a little bit. So that's a little bit of an update on the Puerto Rico crew. But we do have these two events coming up. If you ladies have any events, feel free to throw them out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The Pleasant View Baptist Christmas Cantata, that's tonight. It's finally here. That is at 7 there in McQuaidie area. There's a choir, orchestra, all of the good stuff. They're coming together to exalt the Lord with music. And it's going to be a packed house. So I would probably say to get there early would be smart if you're planning on attending that. And then also the First Baptist Sounds of Christmas event in Litchfield, that will be this Sunday at 6. So that's in their main chapel there, right there close to the square in Litchfield. So those two will be this weekend, and then it's getting close to Christmas.
Right on it.
Right there close. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have a question about, so we did, it was the new year, right, whenever we did the Bible reading in Hartersburg?
Yeah.
So that'll be
That's coming. That's
up.
Happening. It'll start, of course, New Year's Eve night at midnight, and it'll run till Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, I think. And so all of the Bible will be read through. And the neat thing is it's every community, every church in the community has been invited to participate.
Yeah,
and a lot of them do.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'd say there's very few that don't, and so and those are probably just small, really small churches that, and they'll climb on board with somebody else, you know.
but
we have folk from Bethel here reading as well, and then and they've read several. Karen will be there, you know. Gretchen will be there, and there's a few more. But Gayla and Peggy.
Gayla said she was coming.
So, and they've read for years. You know, this is something we've been doing for years. And it's
what you don't realize about it, you know, you think you're going up there to read, but when you get up there to read, something happens.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And you get, you know, you're reading maybe scriptures you've not read in a long time or ones you just read recently, but something changes. Mm-hmm. You feel that energy come on you as you're reading that, and it takes on a different position in your life.
Yeah, and there's an anointing.
Yes.
There's a huge anointing, and, you know, because it goes out into the air all night long. It never stops, you know, all through the – and usually we do the 3 o'clock in the morning hours, you know. But I'm
what
not
is
doing
that the first time. Watch, the second watch? I can't remember.
But, you know, all of a sudden when the anointing strikes, I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, especially if you're a teacher or a preacher, it's hard to contain. It really is. Or I'll be grabbing a pencil.
And start prophesying,
write this down. I want to forget what God's saying to me right here.
No, that's real. That's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
That
really
happens
is.
So much. You're like, I don't have a paper. What am I going to? Lord, write it on my heart.
Sometimes I'll send her a text.
Right on my arm.
So because of that, now I got it in a text so I can see it.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Or she'll do it when I'm reading. I'm like, which one do I read next?
See, the worst time is when you don't have your phone near you, which you ladies are probably better. I'm terrible about losing my phone.
We're not going to speak of that.
Yeah. Or glasses or keys or...
No.
I think they made a remake of the head, shoulders, knees, and toes, but they did the wallet, keys, and phone. so you do a checklist every time.
I'm bad.
But all that to say, I use my notes app a lot on my on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I have so many notes on there, and I'm starting to lose storage, so I'm going to have to figure something out about that, because I have so many scriptures, which I put things, you know, there's so many people coming through Box 2 Radio that, you know, they'll speak a word and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I gotta get that down.
Yes.
So, but.
But if you've never done that, the Bible reading, it's well worth your time. And I believe there is slots left. If your church is not doing it and you desire to do it, you can call Juanita Schick. she's the overseer of the whole thing, and there, you know, you can just read on somebody else's watch where there was an empty spot. Mm-hmm.
Now, does she deal with the sauna or like with the scheduling?
Yeah, all of that is her. Yeah, I do have her telephone number. I can look it up while y'all talk.
And she's the one who deals with the
prayer,
the National Day of Prayer too.
Yeah,
there in Hardinsburg.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
But it's a great experience. It really is.
Well, you were talking about the anointing of it, and I was just thinking, it's like when you start to feel that, you're feeling the word. You're feeling the word start to work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're feeling it start to. Yes. You know what it talks about, how it's cutting through, even to the marrow. It's cutting through and dividing and accomplishing what it's set to accomplish.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it changes you. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it just, you feel that, like Jeannie was saying, the anointing come on you, and you find yourself just wanting to go further and further. Your time passes in a split second. You find yourself wanting to continue to read.
To read more.
Yes.
More than what you're supposed to.
Exactly. And then you get home, and you find yourself right back there at the same place reading more of it. And, you know, a lot of times it is good because a lot of times we would catch ourselves still in the Old Testament reading words, you know, and the only thing I would get mixed up is with the names, but it just came on you.
Yeah.
You know, you felt it and it brought you forward.
Yeah, I think I remember Pastor Aaron saying he didn't realize how hard it was to read one of the books that he was in. I think it was Jeremiah. For some reason, but he said he struggled his way through it with pronouncing
right
things.
Right.
But he said it was good for him.
I got that number for you. I thought I was on, and I wasn't on the internet.
Oh,
but anyway, it's Juanita Schick, and it's 270-617-4250. 617-4250, and you'll be able to find a spot. She'll be able to find you a spot where you can read if that's something you want to do.
Awesome. Yeah. So if ministers are listening, different churches are listening that have never been a part of that, get in on it.
I have four spots left on a watch I'm doing. So you can,
awesome.
If you know me, you can call me.
Amen. Awesome. Aw.
Right.
Well, we got a text in, Brother Greg, our Thursday co-host, saying, I love listening to Hallelujah. These two women are very encouraging, one of my favorite programs.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so, you know, that's such an encouragement.
Yeah,
because you know as well as anybody that you don't hear a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the radio, and it's great, and it's wonderful, and you feel the anointing, and you bring so many great stories, so many great guests, and you really don't get a lot of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes, it's overwhelming.
It means
so much.
Thanks,
yeah.
Lord.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Well, let's get into some Romans. I want to see if we can, how far we can get today, honestly, because we're going to be starting in a new book, or try to, whenever we come back for the new year. We've talked about 1 Corinthians. So we are in Romans chapter 15, verse 28. So we'll start there. Let me see if I need to read any. I think we'll be okay. I was going to see if I needed to read any context, but I think we can start there and be all right.
All right. Now, where did you say you was going?
Romans chapter 15.
Am I blindsided by this? I'm just asking. Romans 15, okay.
Yeah. This has been, I want to at least, even if we come back to it, read through it. This is what we've been in for our, you know, the study that we do in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in it for, I don't know exactly how long, but.
Probably as long as we've been in Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or James, you know, four chapters, 2 years.
Yeah. You know?
But I know there's a lot of people that, you know, they look forward to it. And it's been it's been really good to read through Romans to really look into it. So, well, we can start at verse 23 because that's, and you know, start talking about verse 28 if that makes it better for context. Okay, so verse 23, but now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. For I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thither forward by you. If first I be somewhat filled with your company, but now I go into Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. For it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Mm-hmm. So we can stop there. And now we talked about verse 27 yesterday, about how the spiritual or the natural and the spiritual, the importance for both, and how they kind of are linked together. So whenever he's talking about being made partakers in spiritual things, it's still our duty to minister those natural things, those natural needs that people have, and the talking about serving, and how that's part of being the hands and feet of Jesus, because he is not going to have us minister to somebody and speak the spiritual things but leave them hungry,
right?
Or
right.
Leave them, you know, without. He says, you know, when you've what you've done to the least of these, you're doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one scripture example of right. this. But in verse 28, he's saying, whenever I've performed this and I've sealed them this fruit, I will come by you. And I'm sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Do y'all want to keep reading?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. You know, I had a cross-reference there that said in Romans there at the beginning, it said, Romans 1:11, for I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. And I think that's what he's saying here in verse 29. He's like, I'm not just coming, bringing the fruit, the gift, the whatever the giving was there, but I'm going to bring the fullness of the blessing of the gospel, which means I'm going to be able to impart to you.
Impartation.
Yes, spiritual gifts.
I think it's a great attitude to have no matter where you go. When you start out to walk, I'm sure I'm going to come to you with the fullness. You know, as you leave your house or you begin to go somewhere, to have that mindset, I'm coming, I'm going to them, walking in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel.
Whatever needs is
needed
in this place.
That's right.
It's getting ready to come forth because that's what we're carriers.
That's right.
You know, that I still haven't really totally wrapped myself around the fact that when I walk into a room, I can bring his presence. I can bring on authority.
Yes.
Something that he said for you. You know, you can actually give that and with a confidence that in his name, he is as though he's present.
That's right.
Because we're representing him that highly. I mean, that's... Whew.
It's like, I mean,
no
matter how long you've been doing it, it's like every day as you study it, the importance of your position in it. And, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Is it just gets greater and greater. As the understanding of what you were really intended to be in this world in him becomes more and more serious, more reasonable, more factual, more everything.
More exciting.
Yes, yes. All of it comes with it. And I think that the importance of your life in him and you walking that out is where this is coming to. That you're bringing the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, it reminds me of the shoe shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, too. Man, that's a lot there in one
line. Is.
I didn't realize it talks said it.
It could be summed up in one word, ready.
Yeah.
Just always ready. Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Well, verse 30, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Mm-hmm. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
See, that's powerful too, just even him asking for prayer like that and right. laying out how to pray.
Exactly.
That's what I love about it, is it's like, it's not only just pray, don't just pray anything over me, God.
There you go.
I'm real serious about that.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we understand the power of the words being spoken, and of course, who you're speaking on too, you know, so it, he's the one that invited. Mm-hmm. The Lord mm-hmm. said, ask of me.
Right.
Ooh, I don't want to be guilty of not asking. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Right? But I love that he said, here's what I want you to pray. Pray that I'll be delivered from them who do not believe. Right? And that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted.
Right.
Man, what a great thing. And that he's, but he's not saying, pray for me that no trouble comes my way, or pray for me that I'll have enough money, mm-hmm. or pray for me. I mean, it's so not shallow.
Yeah.
And I love those kind of prayer requests that the ends, what we're after,
right,
is what we want to pray for. And if there's difficulty, we know that the Lord will
deliver. It's like he's asking that it begins the same way he came out. That he's coming with the fullness of the blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's those verses he spoke up there. I'm coming with a purpose. And he's asking for that same purpose that it started to also be the result of it.
Yeah. Mm.
It's really a like-mindedness he's looking at.
Yeah, a unity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before that, talks about striving together.
Yes.
Talks about... I beseech you for, and he even says, I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. So he's not even just saying for his own sake. I mean, he's mentioning himself in here, but he's acknowledging, I am a servant of Christ. Mm-hmm. So what you do unto me, you're doing
unto him,
unto Christ. Mm-hmm. When you pray for me, you're praying for the sake of Christ, for his will to be done,
right.
because I'm his vessel. And what a powerful thing to not just be able to say, but to like he's living that out. Mm-hmm. So his words have more weight because we know that he really lived
he
that.
Really did do that. That's right.
And that's just,
you know, I'm gonna agree 100% here with this is a growing thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is verse 30, it grows in you. Mm-hmm. But as it grows, you see more and more, you know, you and I we may have disagreements and so on and so on, but for the Lord Jesus Christ's
right.
sake,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
right? For the love of the Spirit moving in the house,
right.
I'm going to strive to be with you in this, and we're going to be together on what? On the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's really very doable. I don't know, you know, who I'm talking to right now, but there's you can do this because of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right.
It makes me think about Colossians. I was reading it the other day, Colossians 1, and in around verse 13, it's talking about Jesus. He's, well, 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. You know, this is to do with for the sake of Christ. And verse 16 or 15, it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him, this is about him, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is, not was, not will be, he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the first fruit from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Yeah. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Mm. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be in things in the earth or things in heaven. And you that are sometimes alienated, anybody goes, but see, that's about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when he makes that statement over there, for the sake of Jesus, for Jesus' sake, it's also putting this this place of acknowledging Christ's position in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is by him and through him and to him all things.
Yeah.
You know, there's a greatness to that. You know, it is the birth, it is the cross, it is the resurrection, it is the ascension, it is the position that he's there. You know, and he will come to the day when he will say, I haven't lost anyone that you gave me except for the one. But see, it's for his sake. It's for the Son's sake. Mm. And it puts us it puts me in a different mindset about where I stand in it, because he is over it. That makes sense. Mm.
Yeah. Positionally, I love that. His position.
Mm-hmm.
And then it even says for the love of the Spirit, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. And that goes right along
yes.
with it.
Right.
If we love the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
then we acknowledge the position of Christ, and we do all things for the sake of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything we do, right now, here we all gathered up in this room, and we're just yakking away, but what are we doing? We're looking, searching the Scriptures, listening for the Holy Spirit to stir up something, because we believe in what he's able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for the love of the Spirit, I think he's saying, for the love of the fact that I know that he will do something
right.
when
yeah.
I get over there.
That's right.
He's going to change something. He's going to move in somebody's life. He's going to save somebody. He's going to deliver somebody. He so believed the preaching of the gospel would bring people to Jesus that he could say, y'all pray for me, because,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
for for Christ Jesus' sake.
What That's if we right. always had that expectation?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd be, whew, if we all had, you know, each one of us, the representing Christ, if we walked in that expectation. And we have before. I mean, I know you ladies have. And it's like, man, why don't we do it all the time? That's what I'm asking myself.
That's the difference. I have it sometimes, but I don't have it all the time. You know,
but we're growing.
Yes,
yeah.
we are.
And we're pressing. And
Amen.
We're moving toward it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Because we have a good understanding of him
right.
and what he wants
Amen.
To do.
And Amen. When we know he's done it once.
That's right.
He's done more than once. A
That's
lot
right.
more than once.
I mean, this will bring you out of a bad day. It will. It will. Because, you know, no matter where you are, if you turn to this moment of believing that somehow he's going to move by his Spirit,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's the power of God at work, then there's nothing impossible.
Right.
Nothing.
Amen. And that brings us to mm-hmm. talking about Mary later.
I know. I think we kind of skipped ahead a little bit when she was reading those scriptures. I was like, oh, did we change gears? Are we going?
No. We start off with those gears and then we shift them a little bit. But we will be. I'm going to go ahead and read that first trivia question now that we're at our first break for Friday. And we're going to draw. We have our spinny wheel ready. Roger is ready to click that thing. And we're going to get a winner today for these last 2 weeks. We have the winners for the past few weeks. And just with everything going on, Pastor Aaron, he has some things in mind for those prizes. But this prize for these 2 weeks are going to be a $25 gift card from Walmart. So that's going to be the prize. So I'm going to go ahead and read this one. And we'll if you all get these with this break and the next break, then we'll add you in. But if nobody gets them, then we're just going to go ahead and draw so that somebody can get their prize. So, and we'll once we get your name, we'll get with you your number and all that stuff. Okay, so what did Elisha put in the water that mm-hmm. caused the axe head to swim? What did Elisha put in the water that caused the axe head to swim? 270-257-2689. We'll be right back here after the break. All right, we're back here after the break. We have an answer to that trivia question. Thank you, Roger, for getting that for us. It's Miss Brenda Sims, our bacon friend. That's what we call her. Our bacon friend. She got that right. The answer was a stick found in 2 Kings 6:6. So that was the answer to that one. And I'll go ahead and give the second question in case anybody wants to call in, you know, while we're yapping away the second part of the broadcast. The second question is, in what city was Jesus presented as king? Oh, come on, y'all.
That's pretty easy.
In what city was Jesus presented as king? I know somebody can get this. And, they're already calling. So there we go. There we go.
I got my guess about who that might be. But I'll let you know if I was right.
That number must have been on speed dial.
I love it. Well, I guess we'll let Roger do his thing. If he wants to give us the name, we can throw it in here. But today, we are going to be talking about with it being this time of the year that we choose to focus on the birth of Jesus, celebrate the birth of Jesus. Many of us, some of us not, some of us, but we really should be celebrating it all year. So
mm-hmm. we take advantage of this part of the
year. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. we really take advantage of this part. But just talking about the miracle and the significance of his birth,
mm-hmm.
and how it all ties together with everything else. So that's what I asked these ladies to do with me today. Because we really haven't talked, you know, it's normal to talk about this time of year,
mm-hmm.
but we really haven't on the radio, this year. I know they definitely have in past years, but, I just wanted to, with this being our last day before the new year, kind of get into
some
of that.
So now, when are you doing Romans 16?
When we come back. Oh. Greg Carwell.
That wasn't who I thought.
Greg got it. Yeah. I wonder if he's in. No, Greg's not in here twice. Okay. So, Greg, he is the last one to get his name in there for the year. What
All
a special
right.
thing.
Yeah, really.
So, Roger's going to get those names put in for us. Oh, yeah, yeah. Those don't count. Yeah. I might have been accidentally adding those in. So, after when we go to the hard break, or when we come back from the hard break, sorry, we will spin the wheel. So, we're gonna come back and finish out Romans when we come back, chapter 16. It'll be, we'll probably fly through that pretty quickly with it being the salutations and things like that. So do we want to start? Do we want to go to Matthew first? Go to Luke first?
I think you should go where you were talking. Mm-hmm. You know, because that was you were wanting to talk about that song that Mary sang.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's pretty, you know, close to the beginning of this. We know. Most of us know. I guess not all of us might know. Not all listeners that are tuned in might know that this is, you know, in Luke chapter 1 verse 26. If you're wanting to read this story. That's where it starts to speak about, this is where Gabriel appears, to Mary. And then you go down, it talks about what he says to her. Now we did talk about this the other day. I don't know if you all were tuned in, when Brother Jason and Gretchen were on, we were talking about, Moses and the burning bush. And then we were thinking through, was Moses frightened by this, or did it seem like he had had these types of, not that experience specifically, but these types of experiences with the Lord before? And we started to think about different times when angels, you know, an angel of the Lord had appeared to someone, or those sorts of things. And we thought about Mary, and we were talking about how, although it does say here that she was, let's see, it says she was greatly troubled at the saying, tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. Now I'm in another version.
Right.
I'm in ESV. And then the angel said, do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. We talked about, though, how, you know, the Lord appears to people who, I believe that, you know, with her being greatly highly favored, mm-hmm. she already had a prayer life.
Right.
So she wasn't, you know, this wasn't just a, for one, we know it's prophecies being fulfilled. It was no accident that she was chosen, but she was in a position where she could hear from the Lord right. because she was in mm-hmm. tune. She had a prayer life, and that's kind of what the Lord was speaking to me through that. You know, that he doesn't just appear randomly. He appears to people who are seeking him and who are in a place of prayer. And anyways, he's sending the angel here, but we were talking about was she really frightened or was it more it seemed like she was frightened about the task at hand, like she was troubled at what he said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it wasn't even necessarily the fact that the Lord was sending a messenger which is a lot of times where an angel did appear, people were frightened. Mm-hmm. You know, but it makes you just think about the more that we're in the Lord's presence, the more that we're familiar with the supernatural through spending time with him, the more that things become less, you know, we're not in our flesh, we're walking in the spirit, so it becomes more less scary, I guess, and more, we're more accepting and exciting and,
and expecting.
Expecting. So all that to say, he does that. He appears, and you know, it says she's troubled with what he said to her, because that's a big thing. I mean, the Son of God, he will be great, will be called the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. Mm. That's verse 32.
She knew how big that was.
Yeah, right.
We just read that. So. Uh-huh. But she understood.
Oh, she understood the weight of that.
Mm-hmm. The father David, mm-hmm. his father David. Mm-hmm.
And she knows the prophecies too.
That's mm-hmm. right.
She had read those scriptures. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. You know, I do wonder though. So, you know, we look at the disciples and how they really struggled to understand Jesus a lot of times. I mean, as anyone probably would. They were expecting a different type of king, mm-hmm. a different type
right.
of ruler.
Right.
I wonder what Mary was, you know, thinking when the angel was saying this, you know, about him ruling. And
I think 34 says exactly
right.
what
uh-huh.
she was thinking.
Yeah,
how can I have a baby?
Yeah, right. She's like, I'm not even gonna worry about the. I'm just thinking, how is this gonna happen?
Exactly. And she shows her youngness right there.
Right. Her innocence.
She got way past how big this is to what? A baby.
Really?
A baby.
And then 35, the angel answers that question. I mean, he, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I think it's awesome that, you know, even speaks of Elizabeth. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. So it's like,
right,
not only is the Lord doing this for you, or doing this in your life, but look what he's done. Look at this other miracle
right.
that he's
mm-hmm.
done. And it's almost like a building of the faith, speaking mm-hmm. to her and familiar. I mean, that's someone who is connected to her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
And it's going to give her the encouragement she's
yeah,
going to have.
Yeah, it's going to give
right.
encouragement, accountability
right.
of someone to, you know, a community, someone. I just love how the Lord speaks to us, and he's so intentional and speaks and does things that mean something to us.
Mm-hmm. Our concern
personally.
Or any of it.
Yeah.
Any of it.
Yeah.
The assurance.
You know, of course, we're going into one of my favorite things to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but when he said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible,
mm-hmm.
we went from, she's like, okay, how can this ever happen? He explains to her how it's going to happen. And then goes on and tells her, for with God, nothing's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're at verse 38, and she says, okay, then be it unto me the way you say it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, according to your word, let it happen. Let it happen.
That's right. Pretty cool. She
surrendered to it.
How am I going to have a baby? To let it be done according to your word.
Mm-hmm. And so this relates to us as well.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Because
yes,
if we will look into the impossible situations that we feel are impossible and see that here's what God has said about it and then surrender to it, just surrender to it. That's what she did. She didn't do anything fancy. She just surrendered to, okay.
Whatever you say, I'm with it. You know, it's a birthing. Yeah. I mean, like you were saying with us, the Holy Spirit coming upon us. Mm-hmm. There's a birthing taking place, even though, how? By the Spirit. The same way that it started is the same way it is today. It is by the Spirit.
Yeah. So if he says, I will never leave you, but yet today you feel extremely lonely, then you look at what he said, well, this is how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it's possible that you could never leave me. Well, here's how it's going to happen. In my word to you and my spirit in you, I'm never going to leave you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've surrendered to that. Yeah. I believe that, and I hold tight to that.
What you said.
What you said, God.
That's right. That's right. I'm going that way.
Like whenever somebody, when somebody says something really good, and you're like, yeah, what she said.
Yeah. That's kind of what I do with God all the time. What he said.
That's the best thing to do.
And that's what it comes back. It just keeps coming back, you know. What you said, God. Okay, what you said. I forgot that. What you said.
Because what he said has power.
Right.
We say without what he said. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit of a tongue tie. Mm-hmm. But if we say things without what he said, it doesn't have any power.
And see how much power. And see how much relationship that she already had in God.
Yeah.
In order for her to surrender to that, because it was an impossible thing. And simply because the angel said, here's how it's going to happen, she went,
All right.
You know why? Because she already had that relationship with God. She believed that he was. She believed that he is. She believed all the stories of Egypt and Moses and David and Daniel. And now here she is in the mix. And she was able to receive it.
And I just believe, I don't know, just based on what scripture, just who God is, and based on, you know, reading stories in scripture, I just believe that, and I'm not trying to elevate Mary as a person at all, but I'm elevating her obedience and her example.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the difference. We don't need to think of her as, you know, an idol or perfect, but it's all about her obedience. She's just a vessel. It could have been anybody, fill in the blank, you know, anybody.
Yeah.
But whenever anybody surrenders to the Lord, and I believe that was why she was favored. I don't think this was the first time that she surrendered, you know?
I'm going to agree with you there.
I think that the little, not, and I don't want to, well, yes, they're little compared to carrying the Son of God. But all of the things leading up to this, all of the times that, you know, the Lord laid something on our heart to surrender, all led up to this moment. And I think that can speak to us too, because that's just how God works. I mean, look at David.
Right.
He didn't just immediately throw him out there to Goliath. There were times it was built through the relationship and through, you know, first came the bear, then came the lion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just believe.
And the songs.
Yeah, the songs.
Sitting out
there
in the shepherding, all these sheep, he just worshiped the Lord. I mean, ooh.
And I know we don't get a whole lot of that with her in the text, but I just believe it.
Well,
you know,
it's
based
in
on
that.
God's character and his consistency.
Well, you know, there's a word in the Bible that means a lot to me, and it's whosoever. That word means a whole lot to me because I'm a whosoever.
That's right.
And if I'm a whosoever, then I can find myself in this very same place where I can trust what God said. Nothing is impossible for me.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And nothing is impossible for me in your life and through your life. And I think that that is that place of you know, she was a whosoever, but she had something going on with him already. Mm-hmm. I am that same person.
Right. And I agree. I think it clears it, it even amens it in verse 30. Mm-hmm. When the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor."
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not, "Mary, fear not. God's given you favor. He's gonna He's gonna give you a son." No, he said, "You have found favor. So that word "found" tells us that there was something going on between them before this moment.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. So
there's proof in the pudding.
Proof. So is there proof in you that God can call on you?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I'm not. Well, was your name whosoever? Yes, it is. Then there you go.
Is it impossible?
Well, there you go. I think a Gideon.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. But, you know, I love the stories, the differences in the stories, too, when people are called, because it's like, okay, Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy. And I think we find ourselves in different times in the different stories, you know, with
absolutely
whosoever.
Mm-hmm, sure.
We really do. And that's why.
I think we were meant to.
Yes.
And that's why they're all inspired and they're all in there and they're all preserved. And yeah,
it is a personal manual. The Bible is a personal manual about your life. It is instruction, it is direction, it is correction, it is discipline, it is everything. It is a manual for life. And you will find yourself all the way through it. You.
Another great thing about the story of Mary is that could God pull this off without Mary? And I think, you know, we always think of God as, well, God, he's God. He can do whatever he wants to. That's what I hear all the time. Mm-hmm. God could do whatever he wants to. But no, he couldn't do whatever he wanted to. What he wants to do is use people. Mm-hmm. His avenue to this life, whether you understand that or not, is people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you are the hands and feet. You are the mouth. You will have to go. You will have to open your mouth and say something, and the Lord will use you. Mm-hmm. But he's doing this with us,
right,
not without us.
Yeah.
And so that raises the thing up a little bit to where we realize that we have a part to play.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people don't want to know. I'd rather not know what God said, then I'm not accountable to do any of it. I can just go and say things like, well, God's going to do whatever he wants to, you know, because he's God and I'm not, right? Mm. But God, he's for always calling us to the table, always calling us to be used by him, especially now, y'all, especially in this hour. We need to be ambassadors.
And he definitely is the one that made that decision.
Yeah.
He made that choice himself at the very beginning. Through man, I will. And, I mean, it's been that way from the beginning.
Yeah. He started revealing himself through Israel. He made the nation of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And now he reveals himself through us.
Yes.
We are the light of the world, whether you think you're equipped or not. Mary didn't think she was equipped. And I don't know how I could be a light. Well, Mary said the same thing. And yet he said, well, here's how it's going to happen. Wow. See, it's by my spirit,
yes,
says the Lord, by my spirit.
You ever just think about like your place that, you know, where we are and where God is? We are seated in heavenly places with him, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm thankful that I'm not God. Like, I'm thankful that, you know, he is in his place and I'm in my place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And any time that, like, pride or any of these things try to rise up that makes us want to be, you know, our own God or have more power, it's like I think about things like this and just all that the Lord has endured, his long suffering, for example, his patience, his all of these things, but he's perfect. And see, that's why I can't wrap my mind around it, because I wouldn't want to have all that responsibility, because I know I couldn't handle it. The only way I'm even breathing is him. You know, that we just weren't built for it,
right?
we, you know, any time that we think that we can, or when Satan, you know, thought, well, I want to be like God. I want to be God. It's such a deception, because we weren't create. There's creator and creation. We were never built for it.
I've got proof of that. My life, there are times and points in my life that I can prove that I was not built for that. And it's the times that I've stepped away. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. You know, it proved I do not have the capability of this. Mm-hmm. I am not able. And thank God. He's God.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Thank you, Lord.
We're not able to see bigger. Uh-uh. See, we're only able to see just right. This us four no more thing.
Right.
We're even though we say we care about everybody, we care. Well, we love everybody. That's probably not true.
No.
But by His Spirit, see, yes. I can be walking along and the Lord speak to me and say, I want to talk to that person. And I don't even know that person. But I move toward them because the Lord's stirring me, see. Mm-hmm. What's He doing? He's seeing something that I didn't see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's seated together in heavenly places yes. with Christ Jesus, because from an advantage, mm-hmm. now you can see what He sees.
Right.
And He can move you with what He sees.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah. It's almost like we're seated with Him, but He is so big that He's all we can see.
Hey, yes.
So He sees everything, mm-hmm. but we're with Him, so we can see Him. And when we see Him, He can lead us into what He sees.
Right. That's right. That's yeah. right. That's the whole, I mean, we're living for that moment. Right. Because yeah. if He doesn't show me what I need to see about you, I'm going to judge it up. It's not right. going to be good.
Right.
And
right.
we're going to be done. Right? But that's not the way God sees you.
Amen.
Right? That's not
Amen.
The way God
I used
sees.
To say in our when we were studying Revelation, I would say we've got to get to where we see from the position God sees. Mm-hmm. But it's that heavenly place thing. It's mm-hmm. what you all were just talking about. We've got to be in that place in order to see past what's right in front of me, because He's telling us what's there.
Yeah.
And we've got to see from His perspective.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's good stuff. Well, we're at our hard break, so, and we've already got the question. So over this break, when we come back from the break, we're going to spin the wheel.
Right.
So we'll be right back here after this hard break.
Well,
all right, we're back here after the break, and we are ready wow. to spin that wheel. I feel like we need a little audio. Spin yeah. that wheel,
get that
Roger.
Up there. We need sound effects.
Low. I think I could hear it a little bit. Oh, is it going to flip over? Nope. It stayed on Steve or Stephen. Steve Huggins. Is that right? On the paper it said Stephen, but I think he goes by Steve. So we will get that gift card. We'll get together and coordinate when we can get that card to you. And congratulations,
mm-hmm.
the last trivia prize of the year.
Hey, amen.
Thank you, Roger, for spinning that wheel. We figured it out. We figured it out. Oh, he's spinning again.
He likes it.
This one don't count, though.
You don't? If he spins it, it counts.
We won't say who the second one was. We don't want any fights happening. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
we don't do that.
You said we could mention something, anything, events or anything going on.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I did forget one. Now, I don't know. Some of you may remember, but Brother Whitney Ward and Michael Spencer, mm-hmm. they have the Church Kingdom Mission on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg, and they will be giving out Christmas meals. Saturday, I'm thinking it's 11 to 1 maybe. I'm hoping I'm right. Shoot me a text, Whitney. But they'll be giving out Christmas meals. So if your family is in need, this is the place to show up. Ballpark Road, right by the ball field, Kingdom Mission Church.
And that's Saturday?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Is that... in McDaniel? Is that close
no,
to?
No, that's Hardinsburg.
Hardinsburg.
Mm-hmm.
Hardinsburg.
Hardinsburg.
Okay. And that's this Saturday?
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
11 to 1.
I think it's 11 to 1. But if you show up in that ballpark, they'll be there. Mm-hmm. Ballpark pun intended.
Another pun. I love I love it. Well, we are, I don't know how long that she will be on. She said Ms. Nancy Tate, State Representative Nancy Tate, she wanted to call in to educate, let listeners know about, let me read it, I keep forgetting what it's called, and tell us what we can do about it. So let me see here. She said she wanted, if any way possible, to call in before the new year to talk about the Mary Poe case that has been filed in Jefferson County and what people can do. So I'm actually not aware of what this is, but she seems to think, you know, she wants to get the word out about it. So she's going to call in at 8:30. I don't think that she'll be on a full guest time because she is coming on as a guest in the new year. So, but if she is, you know, we're going to, for the rest of this time, talk about the significance of Jesus's birth. And then if we have some time after her phone call, we'll continue in that. So let's go ahead and get to that. We had, we were talking over the break just over some things that these Raise a Hallelujah ladies have prepared for that. So let's get into it.
Look, it's not, this is pretty normal, but we have over-prepared. So we're going to believe that the Spirit of the Lord will take hold and they only all come out what he wants to say.
Because a lot of times we over-prepare and then we get one verse covered.
But I think you should read that song. Mm-hmm. I think you should read the Song of Mary.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Because it's as much a part of the significance of his birth as anything.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to start. I'll start in Luke 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Mm-hmm. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, mm-hmm. and holy mm-hmm. is his name. Mm-hmm. And his mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her. Oh, well, don't have to read that. Man, that's just powerful. And it ties into everything.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it does. How powerful it is. I mean, I just encourage you, if you're having a bad day, won't you go home and pull that up and sing it?
Right.
I don't know how it goes, but I know this. You're in it.
Yeah. Goes how you sing it.
You're in this because he has done the very same thing for us. The significance of the birth of Jesus was for you could participate. Mm. In what God was going to do, an impossible thing in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and I love that verse 48. She says, "For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." But again, there I am.
Can I call you blessed there, Hannah? Can I call you blessed?
Amen.
Amen. Why? This day right here.
Yeah.
This day right here.
Yeah. Mm. It's great.
Yes, amen. Mm-mm-mm. Amen. I really love for you to bring up what you were talking about, Karen, because I felt the anointing when you said it. As significance of Jesus' birth, it led up to the redemption, redeeming. Mm-hmm. That I think is something I want to spill off of after you say that.
Well, you know, I just began studying, of course, starting with the virgin birth, you know, which was proclaimed in Isaiah 7:14. And it says there, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." So right then we start to see this place where there is a declaration of this very thing that we just read about. He's declaring that of a virgin, this son, whose name is Emmanuel, which means, of course, God with us, will be born, and that he would be born of a heavenly father, not an earthly father.
Right.
Because if he has an earthly father, he is only human. He is not of God. He has God in God. He has an eternal existence. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of scripture. You know, I love John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But it goes on, and, you know, he had a sinless nature because, again, if he had had a human father, he would have been born into natural sin. Mm-hmm. But because he was without sin, he was able to be declaring that he had a heavenly father, a high spiritual father. If without that, he could have never been the perfect sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, his blood would have meant nothing. But it also is a representation of us and how we live our life. He was set up in these places to be a high priest. And it goes on, and, you know, we talk about the uniqueness of who he was. His whole life was unique. Mm-hmm. It was all unique. His birth, his public ministry, his sinless life, his voluntary death, his glorious resurrection, and his ascension. It was all a miracle. Every bit of it. You know, and again, there's just scripture after scripture that back all of these things up. But he was also biblically correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible is not wrong. If there had been anything that had deviated from what God said, clear back there in Isaiah or anything before
right.
or after it,
that's right.
then God would have been a liar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I was thinking about these things yesterday, and, you know, Colossians that I read at the beginning was part of this whole thing. But, you know, in him, of him, through him, for him, to him, all of those things, by him.
Sing that song.
You know, he is.
I'm going to wrap that one.
he is. You know, not will be, not was, could be, he is. All of it. But, you know, I was telling them one of my favorite things that I've really only run across, I'd say, in the last year or so, and I didn't look this verse up, but there is a verse that says that Christ has redeemed us
Amen.
From the curse of law. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't say the blessing. It said the curse. And, you know, people want to talk about there being, you know, well, we're not under the law. We're not under a law, the law. But see, the thing about this place with Jesus is, yes, there are certain things. You know, the only time that things get iffy is when a man comes into play. If you will continue in my word. But everything about God's certain. What mm-hmm. he said is what he said.
Right.
Amen.
And but he redeemed us from the curse. So this law thing that is in play, we want to look at it in some respects as a place where we can live our life, be who we are, do what we want to do because we're not under the law. But God loves us. But, you know, in a lawless land, there is no place where you can be acquitted. In a lawless land, there is no place where
That's
you
good.
Can be declared innocent. Mm-hmm. In Jesus, it's not about being the law to be judged. It's about the foundation of life of freedom. Mm-hmm. It's in him that we find the freedom in the obedience of what he has said. But it's for the innocent's sake. It's for the forgiveness. It's all of those things. Mm-hmm. But he's redeemed us from that.
Right.
All of that. The That's curse right. of the law. And I love that about, I mean, it means so much to me. And again, it's one of those things I've read and read and read about it and around it and everything. But one day it just hit me again, who I am in him and what he has done for me. And it started with the proclamation of his coming and the life that he lived and the life that he's bringing to us here on earth today. I love it.
I'm glad that you said bringing the life that he's bringing to us here on earth. Let's reel on that. Can I do that?
Sure.
Bring it into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, another Christmas. And, you know, so many times it's not a good day for
mm-hmm.
people. You know, there's so many things that can happen. If it happens in that year, it's a bad Christmas.
Right.
You know,
right.
Mm-hmm. They're not over it by the time Christmas. Matter of fact, that stirs it up.
Right.
And so one of the things that the Lord put on my heart, of course, is Jesus' birth. He was born for so many things, several things, and I didn't list them all. But one of the things he was born for was to reveal the Father to you.
Mm-hmm.
To for us to know his heart and his, and the way that he sees you.
Right.
He wanted us to understand. Now he's working. He's coming. He's going to be that sacrifice. He's going to redeem us. That was the Father's heart as well. Mm-hmm. And Jesus talked, I didn't come to condemn. He said, I'm not here for that.
That's right.
I'm here to reveal him.
That's right.
And reveal him he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he destroyed the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He caused what power that Satan had managed to get over us. He destroyed it. And if in him, you could walk free from him.
That's right.
And then he gave his life, obviously. And what was on my heart about this time, how's this bring it in? How do I bring this into right here what I'm going through on Christmas? And as surely as he redeemed you from the curse of the law, he's asking you now to redeem the things around you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
By his spirit, by mm-hmm. his blood, by his very word on it, you can redeem this moment.
Yes.
Don't stay in this place of what has happened.
Mm.
But this year, redeem this time, this season, this day, this whatever it was for you. Redeem it by the fact that he's alive and he's alive in you.
That's right.
So that at this point you can move forward into a journey that you haven't been. Will you let him take you where you've never
mm-hmm.
been before? That's that to me is a chance at a Christmas that maybe you've never known. But he wants to, like Abraham, I said this other night in my Bible study, like Abraham, he said, pack up everything and come with me. I'm going to take you somewhere you've never been. He is saying that to you today. Because you've been redeemed from the curse of it, everything that this life can bring to you, there's the curse of it is on it.
That's right.
And he said, I've redeemed you from it. I want to take you where you've never been before. Would you go with him? Would you let him take you somewhere brand new today? Instead of where you've been over and over mm-hmm. and over.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it's truly, he is that life.
That's right.
He is that. That's what, what's the significance of him being born? Life.
Mm-hmm.
He was the life of men.
Yes.
He's the life. Mm-hmm. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Right? Mm-hmm. There's life in him. There's real life. This ain't just a bunch of words mm-hmm. we're saying here.
Mm-mm.
This is something that you can grab hold of in the midst of what's been so bad. And maybe you're not. Maybe Christmas is great for you. All right. Then I say spill out. Spill out on somebody. Spill out on somebody around you it's not been so great. And maybe just tell them, you know, there's life
mm-hmm.
in Jesus. A brand new life.
You know, it's as you were talking there, and that what you said there goes for everybody, regardless of their time in the things of God, regardless if it's been a day or it's been 40 years.
Right.
It's that constant forward motion. It's that constant new horizon. And again, this is not a feel-good thing. This is the life that he's promising you. Let me take you somewhere you have never been before. Mm. And, you know,
right.
I can sometimes find myself settling into a place that, okay, I think this is all right for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he says. He says, come on, I've got something else for you. Come on, I've got something more for you. Come on, there's still life for you to be given and for you to give in him. And, you know, that's a life worth living, but it's the one he calls us to. We do settle, but the thing of it is, in him, I have found that even the things that I didn't think that I wanted, and he brought them to my life, come to find out it was what I wanted all along.
Mm.
You know, that place where, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And he keeps calling me to it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not. All of those excuses I make. the thing of it is I found out that once I did take the step, this is what I've wanted all along.
Mm-hmm. But it's that vision we couldn't have.
That's exactly right.
We can't have that because only God can see
that.
That's
right.
Yeah. Here, the scripture that backs all that is Hebrews 10:5. He said, wherefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering mm-hmm. you would not, but a body you yes. have prepared for me.
Ooh.
Why? Because I'm gonna show you just what God looks like and what he thinks and how he acts. And then I'm gonna lay this body that he gave me down for you.
Wow.
Ooh. I mean, really.
The full thing. So, you know, maybe you don't understand this whole Jesus thing and this baby in a manger thing and all of that. You know, I really read that story. Read that story again and then go and read all of it again, all of the Gospels that declare what Jesus did and said. You say, I don't want to do all that reading. Well, how's life going?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking. Get in there and find out, because that's what God has to say. That's who he is. In Jesus, he revealed himself. You want to know him? Look at Jesus. Amen. And then... know this, that same body that he was born in a manger with, he redeemed you with.
Right.
Mm. Wow. I mean, wow.
You know, it's that place where he said to, when the angel said to the shepherds in the field, they said, fear not. It's one of my favorite things. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, he said that to them. And, you know, one time I did study that period of time. Why did he go to the shepherds first?
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, you'll find him swaddled. These were shepherds that raised the lambs for Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were born, they swaddled them so that they would be without blemish.
Mm-hmm.
And they found this baby swaddled in a manger. And they did the same thing to the Passover lamb. But see, right there from his first public appearance,
mm-hmm.
he was telling them something about this baby. They may not have got it, but they would have potentially understood the swaddling and the purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
they definitely understood it later.
I guarantee it.
But it's you know, right from the beginning, he declared him.
Mm-hmm.
Right from the very beginning, he declared who this was,
mm-hmm.
and what he was going to do. And you know, you said if you don't feel like you have enough time for reading, go read just that story and search those things about what it means. 4 or 5 verses.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that the Lord captures you with it.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that he captures your heart and your imagination with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an incredible story. It's an incredible life that he's called us to live here.
And we're still talking about it.
I know. Yeah. I know it.
I mean, we're still talking about it. I'm assuming that back then they talked about it like we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have to do that one time. We'll have to do a skit of what a radio show would have been like
back then.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be really cool. I was watching this little animated story, you know, about the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
And little camel said, people are going to be talking about this for generations to come or something. And the other camels are like, are you okay? You're getting crazier and crazier every day. Or so,
well,
you know, they're like the naysayers, like, what are you talking about? And it's just funny because, I mean, it is. I mean, no matter who had anything to say about it doesn't change. When God speaks it, when he puts it into motion, it's going to come. It's going to happen.
Well, two things, you know, based on that, you know, again, back in the Old Testament, when God said, you get on across the river, and he said, in the middle of it, I want you to build a memorial. And then they got on the other side of it, and every time you turn around, they were building a memorial, you know, unto God. And here's what he said about them. And to this day, they still stand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with this. You know, Mary even said this, what's happening to me right now in her song, she said, what's happening to me right now will affect generations to come. And you have to see your life that way too. What God is doing in your life right here and right now today can affect generations to come. It's incredible.
Have we got time? I know we're getting close.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes, but she hasn't called yet.
Okay,
so
can I say something?
We have until she calls. We don't have to take
another
break.
I'm a fast talker.
Oh, go on.
Okay.
Go on.
That we were talking about what it would be like to have a radio show back then all that, and you were talking about the animated thing. The Restoration Church put on their children's Christmas play. It was the best one I've ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding you. But anyway, it was from the angels' point of view. And the angels, the scene opens up, and all the angels are in there, and they're scurrying around, and they're talking, and because God's called a meeting, and he's, and does anybody know what it's about? You know, and they're going on, and it's as cute as it can be. But anyway, the guts of it was, from their, you know, he's going to Earth, he's going to Earth, and they're like, why? You know, and well, they're going to Earth because there's eye trouble. And they do that song and everything. So anyway, it gets on up to the part where they're trying to find out, and Gabriel goes and finds out, or Michael goes and finds out. He's going to Earth as first they say, wonder what he'll go as. And so the first thing is a king walks across the stage, and he's strutting his stuff. Uh-huh. He's the king. Great. And then the next one was Batman. He's going to Earth as Batman. He's standing up there just in his outfit and everything. An adventure, you know, action figure. And then he was going as a rock star. And this little kid comes out playing the electric guitar or whatever. And then Michael said he's going as a baby. And they were like, a baby? But the whole story was told in such a great way. But, you know, from the angel's point of view. But nobody, whether there or here, understood a baby.
Right.
Wow.
A baby. But the birth of Jesus was God's access into this earth. He said, I can't do it by any greater. I'll just have to do it myself.
Right.
Wow.
Man. Why? Because it's not going to fail. That's why.
Right.
It's not going to fail. So all man that day, he was all man in order to be prepared for to deliver us, actually, to deliver us.
Wow. I want to continue to knit. Like, I love that I will never be able to wrap my mind completely around it, because I love just being in awe. You know? Man.
I don't think we'll lose the awe.
No.
I haven't lost it, and I'm old.
And, you know, you said that, and I thought, well, you know, that just gives us questions to ask later.
Yeah, exactly. We got her on. Okay, well, thank you guys so much. We have Miss Nancy Tate on with us. She had something special to get the word out to us. So if you're tuned in now, maybe you've stepped away, make sure you tune in right now. Listen to what she has to say to us this morning. Are you on with us, Miss Nancy? Yeah. Yes. Well, go ahead. And I'm not familiar with the case that you spoke of in over text. So just go ahead and lay it out there for us, if you would.
All right. Well, great. Thank you very much. And that's the whole intention. You know, the reason why I asked to be on today to speak to your listeners is to make sure that as many people as possible in the Commonwealth of Kentucky understand where we're at with our pro-life laws and the challenges that we're being faced. And, you know, if nothing else, we need some prayers. You know, just following I was listening to you in the previous speaker, and, you know, here we are at Christmas time, and we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And we all want to be able to celebrate that and to celebrate it with, you know, honoring our Lord, as well as to spend the time with our friends and family. And here we are with the case, and we're referred to as Mary Poe. And what happened is, so just go back and give a little bit of history. As we all know, in 2022, with the overturn of Roe v. Wade, we had a trigger law here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky that was allowed to take effect in August, Roe v. Wade was overturned in June, but our trigger law took effect in August, which said that there were no legal abortions in the Commonwealth of Kentucky except for the bodily harm of the mother. And so there was a case that was, there was a challenge to the trigger law and then also to our heartbeat bill. And both of those, the trigger law and the heartbeat bill, were passed by our pro-life legislators in there in Frankfurt in 2019. So these two bills and these two laws, the trigger law and the heartbeat bill, those laws are actually being challenged. They were challenged initially in 2023 in a case called EMW versus Daniel Cameron. And what the plaintiffs were, you know, they're people that are outside of their organizations, outside of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, that are coming in and challenging our pro-life laws. The plaintiffs included Planned Parenthood of Great Northwest, Hawaii, Alaska, Indiana, and Kentucky, and the EMW Surgical Center, that clinical center, the EMW Surgical Center that was there in Louisville. And so the Kentucky Supreme Court did not allow that case to go forward. They said that that organizations did not have standing, and that in order to challenge our laws, that there would have to be individuals that were actually harmed by our pro-life laws. So fast forward to November of this year, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and the EMW Surgical Clinical, I'm having a hard time saying that today, the EMW Surgical Center have found a lady, and they're referring to her as Mary Poe in order to ensure that, you know, her identity remains confidential. So Mary Poe, along with the ACLU, have filed, they're looking for a class action lawsuit against our trigger law and our heartbeat bill, saying that it was inconvenient for Mary Poe to terminate the 7-week-old baby in her womb. And the inconvenience stems from the fact that she already had children, and that she would have to find childcare for her children, and that she would have to arrange transportation in order to get an abortion outside of Kentucky. Now, you know, one of the very first questions that people ask me is where did Mary Poe live? Where did she have to go, you know, to get her abortion? And we don't know that because her identity is confidential. But if she lived in, you know, around the Louisville area like we do, then where in the past, well, we only had really one abortion clinic at when the Roe v. Wade was overturned. We had one abortion clinic that was legal in the Commonwealth, and that was in Louisville. So if she was in Louisville, basically she could walk across the bridge into Indiana, and she could claim that she needed an abortion because of rape or incest. Now, there's, you know, because in Indiana there's no that rape and incest is part of their exceptions, and you can get an abortion without a police report. Now, under no circumstances have we been given any indication at all that this case was a rape or incest. It's just that, you know, I'm just bringing that up because you can walk across the bridge and get that here in the, you know, local area. Now, if she was in the northern Kentucky area, she could travel into Ohio and get her abortion there legally. I don't even know. Pretty far advanced. But so the so after filing the lawsuit, there was the first hearing was November 18th, and that was in the Fifth Circuit Court that's in Jefferson County. And so Justice Taylor actually heard that case, and what she said was that she was going to allow Tracy Davis actually heard that case, and what she said was that she was going to allow oral hearings to be heard on January 3rd. And so if Justice Davis is of the opinion that our trigger law and our heartbeat bill, if our heartbeat law actually calls an inconvenience, basically it's an inconvenience for Mary Poe, then she could, in essence, with a swipe of the pen, overturn our laws that protect the baby in the womb.
Wow.
Yep.
So this started in November, and the time that we need to pray about this this hearing will be January 3rd.
Yeah, so we actually need to start praying like right now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we need to pray now. We need to pray now, pray long, pray hard. I'm not really familiar with Justice Tracy Davis. I'm not real familiar with her, but I am going to say that, you know, generically speaking, you know, we know that there are justices that are, you know, just because of, if we think back in the past in our history, you know, even recent history, we know that there are justices that are popularist, and we know that there are justices that are constitutionalist. So what Justice Davis said is that even though the U.S. Supreme Court justices, when they overturned Roe v. Wade, they turned the rights over back to the Kentucky legislators in order to pass laws that that were based upon the will of the people. So so a couple of things is that when that that decision was brought before Justice Tracy Davis, she immediately responded back, and she didn't say, I really don't care what the U.S. Supreme Court said, but she cited the separation of, you know, the three branches of government, and that it was her responsibility to ensure that none of the laws that were passed by the legislators imposed upon the Constitution of Kentucky. Now, as we know, all of us that are familiar with the Constitution of Kentucky, we know that there is no right to an abortion in the Constitution of Kentucky. But she immediately responded, and quickly responded by saying that she would allow for the oral argument, the hearing to be heard on January 3rd. And so, you know, obviously this is near and dear to my heart. I know it's near and dear to you and Hannah and your listeners. And so in addition to prayers, what I've asked Adia Wooshner, the Executive Director for Kentucky Right to Life, to do, and I'm asking all organizations to work together to communicate the challenges that our pro-life laws are facing right now. And then also, I've asked Adia to put together a petition. And so, you know, I refer to the popularists. You know, I think that it's very important for our justices to be aware how pro-life the Commonwealth of Kentucky is, how pro-life people like you and like I are, mm-hmm. and that we want our pro-life laws to be upheld.
Yes.
And so Adia Wooshner put together that petition, and it can be found on the kyrighttolife.org. And I'm asking as many people as possibly can to take the time to, you know, share. When you go to that website and you find the petition, it's referred to as Baby Poe, be the voice for the voiceless, sign the No Matter How Small petition, and that is to support the pro-life laws in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Thank you so much for getting that out there. Now I want to make sure that I have this written down right. So the website is kyrightsforlife.org.
Kyrighttolife.org, and just to go on there and sign that petition, and there's a, it's actually, when you look at it, you'll see the petition where you can actually get names, you know, people's names and addresses and phone numbers, but there's also a QR code, and what that QR code will allow you to do is actually, you know, use your smartphone and to dial, you know, to sign right into that, and then to sign that petition online. And so then, therefore, these petitions would not have to be mailed into Kentucky Right to Life. But really, Hannah, however it needs to be done, whether, you know, we stand at the church steps and ask for people to sign these petitions, that's exactly what I would allow and ask people to do, is to be willing to to stand at their church steps and to ask people to sign these petitions. Now, you know, I send, you know, like I said, I send a bunch of information to you in text, and I'd be glad to share any information that you need or any information that anyone needs in order to be educated and to talk about this and to talk about the case. I'd be glad to share that information and to talk to anybody. I'd be glad to come to your churches. I'd be glad to come to your, you know, your homes, whatever it needs to do, because, you know, we started in 2017 with really strongly passing pro-life language here in the Commonwealth. I want to say, too, though, our first pro-life language in the Commonwealth was actually passed in 1910, and that was to protect the baby in the womb. Roe forward, you know, in 1973 when Roe v. Wade took effect, then in 2017 when we actually started challenging Roe v. Wade aggressively, and since then, as many as 13, 14 bills have been passed in the Commonwealth of Kentucky trying to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to rehear the Roe v. Wade and to overturn it. And so what we can do is, if we're not really, really careful, our version of the Roe v. Wade, the Mary Poe case, is actually going to, with a pretty much a swipe of the pen, take away and eliminate all the pro-life activity and the pro-life prayers and the pro-life actions and the pro-life movement here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And it's a very daunting and concerning time.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy, for charging us and calling us to action here and doing what you can to get us moving and get us taking action for this. Because if we all come together and we're all praying, we don't have to let this happen. So, again, I'm going to get this link to whoever. I already have someone asking me for the link. And then I would love to stay in touch with you and just stay connected to see what we can do as far as getting the word out to more people. So if you do have some more information, you can send me over text. I would appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, you know, Hannah, the thing, I think I actually sent, you had given me one of your, I think an email. So I sent some information to you all's email as well. But again, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to talk today. And anytime you have an opportunity, please fit me in, and I will be glad to come in and talk to your listeners. You know, even if I have to review the same information over and over and over again, I think that this is a very valuable situation. It's a very risky situation, and I'm willing to fill up any time that you, you know, have an available for me to talk.
Okay, we will definitely keep that in mind. Even we might even talk about possibly recording something, recording a spot.
Oh, wonderful.
And then that way, because we will be off the live air, but we will have a long break before the new year. And I will talk to Pastor Aaron about just seeing what we can do. I don't know exactly what we can do, but I know we have the ability to record phone calls. So... so yes, and even this was recorded today. So even if we need to, you know, snip out, edit the time that you were educating us on the situation, we can do that. So yeah, we'll stay in touch about this. And seriously, thank you for your passion for, just pro-life and for life in general, and being willing to go the extra mile.
Well, thank you, Hannah. And I just want to say one more thing, too. You know, I talked about the case in 2023, and the bad thing about the composition of the Kentucky Supreme Court in 2024 is that we will have a different composition of the Kentucky Supreme Court with the retirement of John Mentor and Van Meter, Justice Van Meter and Justice Minton and Justice Van Meter. Those two justices who were very supportive of our pro-life language and were true constitutionalists, those two justices have retired. And so in 2025, we will have a different composition of the Kentucky Supreme Court. And based upon the voting record of some of the two justices, we're not confident that they will uphold and be supportive of our pro-life language. We'll pray that they will. We'll pray that they'll be constitutionalists, but we're very concerned about that. And we feel that it's very important for these petitions to be before the justice there in Jefferson County, and then the justice is there in the Kentucky Supreme Court if this were to move this to the Kentucky Supreme Court. You know, people are of the opinion, well, yeah, if our appeal, if it were to appeal to the Kentucky Supreme Court, and if our laws were not to be supported, then the U.S. Supreme Court would have to hear our laws. And I'm not 100% confident that the U.S. Supreme Court would hear our case and hear our concerns, because they have forced this back down to the states, given the states the opportunity, and I'm not sure how they would interpret the overturning of our laws. So it's very concerning. If there's ever a time for us to call the an alarm, I think it's time for that right now. So, you know, we want to avoid ever having to go, oh my gosh, what just happened? We want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on and who's to hold accountable for that. I think the other thing that I want to point out is that in the Fifth Circuit Court, that justice was elected, and our Supreme Court, our Kentucky Supreme Court justices are elected as well. We've looked at other states, and that's not the case in all states. Some states, their state Supreme Court justices are selected by the governor, but then confirmed by the Senate. And while we know that from a pro-life perspective, Governor Andy Beshear is not friendly for our pro-life. We already know that. He vetoed our heartbeat bill. He vetoed several of our bills. He vetoed one of the most protective, when abortions were allowed. We have passed some of the most protective language for the baby in the womb and the mother, and he vetoed, every piece of pro-life language that we run across his desk. So even though we know that Governor Beshear is not pro-life friendly, if he were to recommend individuals to be on the Kentucky Supreme Court, our senators, who are very pro-life, would not allow those confirmations to occur until, we had people that we felt that would actually be constitutionalist. But we're way, way, way a long way from that. At this point, they're all elected. And if our pro-life language were to be overturned and we were to pursue something like this, where our Supreme Court justices were not elected, it would take us years to get to that position and then to actually get back to where we are protecting the baby in the womb.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for just getting this information out there to us. And again, now whenever we go to that website, I'm planning to send the link to, all the ones that are asking me. It's under the Mary Poe, is that what it's under? And then No Matter How Small, what is the...
Yeah, if you go to the website, KentuckyRightToLife.org website, you'll see one of the very first things that pops up is Baby Poe.
Okay.
And it refers to the petition. And then you will see where you can go to sign the petition and pull the petition for the Baby Poe. We're referring to it as Baby Poe because we... Mary Poe, but it's... So they're trying to protect the rights of Mary Poe, but we're trying to protect the rights of Baby Poe,
yeah,
and all the babies in the womb that would be put at risk with the overturn of our pro-life language.
Amen. Amen. Is it okay if we pray together before? And if you have anything else to share, though, go ahead and get that in there.
No, I think that's... No, I'm good, Hannah. Thank you so much for this. And yes, please, let's pray together, please.
Okay. So again, we're gonna go ahead and pray for this. And if anybody else has questions about this, you can contact me, and I'm gonna be in contact with you, Miss Nancy, about more information. So, Lord, we just lift up this issue right now. We lift up this Mary Poe case, Lord, and we just seek you right now, Lord. We pray that whoever hears this broadcast right now, that it would just reach out, Lord. We pray people would be tuned in, more people than are normally tuned in this morning, Lord, and that this information would outreach the people who are pro-life, and that they would get on this petition, Lord, that we would start to be active and show up as Christians, as believers who care about life and care about what you care about, Lord, which is your creation, Lord. And we just pray right now that all of those who are on board with what you desire and your will, Lord, that we would not stay silent, but we would speak up, that we would start to take a stand and not back up in fear, Lord. But we just pray that your army, your people who stand for truth, and even people that may not live for you, but Lord, you used people throughout the scripture that you used evil people to accomplish your plan. You used people who had no relationship with you. So Lord, we just pray, we call on just divine connections, divine influence, people with influence. Lord, we pray that you would anoint them and that you would use them. And thank you for using Miss Nancy. We pray you would continue to anoint her for such a time as this. And we just pray, God, that this would not happen, that they would not succeed in trying to take away everything that we've worked towards with the pro-life movement and with overturning Roe versus Wade, Lord. And we're calling on you now to come to our rescue and to call the people, wake up people to come together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Hannah. You know, I am obviously very, very proud of my family, and I feel like that's my first obligation. But I feel like that this is probably one of the most important things in my lifetime for me to, you know, for us to work together and for us to communicate and for us to fight this battle.
Amen.
And I'm just so blessed to have people like you where I can turn to and help pray and help communicate with this issue. So I thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Amen. Well, we're going to come together. This is one of the giants of our generation, for sure, this issue.
Most definitely.
And we know who our God is, just like David did. So he'll use whatever he needs to use if we will trust him and say yes. And so thank you for saying yes to that call. So we will talk soon, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, guys, we have just a few minutes here. Anything that you ladies would like to wrap up with? We have about 5 minutes.
Well, that's a high call, what she's on. And, I don't see where there would ever be an issue. We should get this out to every church.
Yeah.
What's the problem? I mean, let's just send it. If that's what I need to do, then that's what I need to do. But, you know, we can do that. We can do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd scooted it away so you wouldn't hear me breathing. But yeah, we can do this, you know. And so I think we can come on and be some hands underneath her.
Yeah,
you know. And we need to do it.
Yeah.
So I will do my part. And hopefully the church is listening right now. You will do your part.
Yes. Churches that are listening right now, get connected with us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look on Facebook and see what I can find to share there too. Mm-hmm. And if you all see, you know, a post from Box to Radio or a post from my personal page, get on there and share it. I'm sure that Miss Nancy has a profile, so I'm sure that she has some information on there. I'm going to, after the broadcast, go look on that.
And I liked her idea. Just download the petitions and have them at your back of your church for people to sign.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it can't be any easier than that.
Yeah.
It can't.
And for those of us, I even had the idea, you know, those of us who are a little more tech savvy, you all have your laptops here. So, I mean, you guys are doing good.
It's my big Bible.
But if we could even just have a laptop, you know, plugged up, ready to go with the link on there for people to just fill it out and submit it. And then it automatically is getting submitted. Because she said when you fill it out online, it just goes straight to where it's supposed to go. So if we have somebody that is in charge of that and just helping people fill it out, I mean, it's just going to go straight there. So there's many things that we can do with this petition to make sure that we don't lose ground that we have fought That's for right. in prayer. I mean, there is no reason for us to give up ground to the enemy.
Amen. That's right. That's right. You said, do we have something to close? The scripture on my heart to end with or whatever is just the story. It's this Christmas story. And he said in 2 Timothy 1:10, he said, he was now made manifest, or he was made to appear mm-hmm. before you.
Mm-hmm.
He was our Savior to do what? To bring life and to abolish death, to bring the light into the world. He was that light.
Right.
And he said, it said, for unto you is born this day. Mm. Right? In the city of David. We hear it, but do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
He was our Savior.
Yeah.
And he still is.
That's right.
He still is. And he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
He did it, y'all. He did it. Are you going to reach up and grab hold? Are you going to be Mary today and say, it seems impossible, but since you said so.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to believe what you said.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I claim that for this
Absolutely.
Mary Baby
yes.
Co thing.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, the same thing was happening. Herod was doing the same
That's
thing
right.
in the
That's
day
right.
of Jesus.
Right.
And he's doing the same thing now because he was the firstborn mm. among many. And now there are many that are being born, lives that are at stake that need to know him.
Right.
And that he has called and chosen and anointed these babies for such a time as this.
Right, right.
And the enemy wants to snuff it out.
That's
he doesn't want the last day outpouring happening. He doesn't want these revivals. He doesn't want people walking in their destiny. But God.
Mm-hmm. But God.
But God. That's right.
But God.
So. Amen. Amen. You have anything, Miss Karen?
No, just it was great. I mean, it was a really good message for me, and I hope for other people.
It was for me. I got fed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
yeah.
full. Well, I can never be too full. I'll just spill over and eat some more. But
yes, hope we get to do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. You will.
Amen.
As long as you're willing.
We're willing.
We're having you. We're having you back. Thank you all. Seriously, I appreciate so much. And thank you, Roger. Thank
yes,
you, listeners.
Roger.
Thank you, Miss Brenda, for your wonderful, I don't have time to share it, but your encouraging text. And all of you, Brother Greg, all the co-hosts, Miss Gretchen, just all of our programmers,
right.
anyone who is connected with this radio, we love and appreciate you so much. And we pray blessings upon your life and upon your family's life. So we're out of time, but until next year,
raise your hallelujah.
Raise your hallelujah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.